house, babe.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
about. Every chance you get.
You are
every
minute. Joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
This is a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes, thank you. It's the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I am host. And trying my best here. Dragging the browser over from one monitor to the other here. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't ever seem to want to work when I'm actually have some stuff up that I want to talk about. Anyways, yes. We're right here on RBN, Public Broadcasting Network. We're having our usual Monday issues here, but we're flying through it. Don't forget, guys, we are sponsored by TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk.com. Freedom of Speech Social Network. The only place you can really have free speech. I mean, there's Gab where you can have, like, you know, a bunch of racists attack you. but even then, you know, there, you can only post so many times before you get accused of having spam, unless your posts are popular. So there is someone still regulating it. It's not the people. I happen to have a very popular post that people are reposting. So I'm not getting the spam blockage like I was at the beginning. So that site is all about populism and whatever can popularize their site. But Tell Me Talk won't have anything like that. It's just you're there. Freedom of speech. The racists haven't found out about it yet. Thank God. It's just the nicest place you can be with a lot of truthful research. So I suggest everybody get on to TLBTalk.com. All right. So I've got a browser here, full tabs. I've got to get through some of the stuff so I can get my browser back. And basically, you know, and not have so much of this work built up here. So much good stuff to talk about. Now, I do want to start off by saying, wow, you know, the government is absolutely, it's gone wild. You know, Girls Gone Wild? Well, we got government gone wild now. And I don't think they care that we see it anymore. I think there's such desperation for them to get to their agenda 2045, you know, to have us all turn into transhumans. That's the deep state and the shadow government's main priority right now. Number one priority. is Agenda 2045, turning us all into transhumans. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be throwing every cocktail of vaccines at us that they can get, because they have to get that high level of aluminum toxicity, high level aluminum pumped into your brain, that nano aluminum. You got to find any way they can do it. Because they've decided that, Kim telling us, it's way too slow. People are finding out about it. And some people are even doing aluminum detox, which there are a few doctors out there that are doing that, because they've noticed this as well. I've got to reach out to them and get them on the show. I say that probably once a year and just never get around to doing it. But eventually I will get some professional on here to talk about such a thing. We got a government that cares so much for our health, right? But won't give us universal health care. If we had, now this is what the stats say, this is what the professionals are saying, if we had universal health care in the United States, 138,000 people in the United States would not have died during this pandemic. Now, I assume that's numbers that's combined of the COVID infection and the shot in itself. Because the media still does not want to cover the simple fact that there's so many people being vaccine injured and killed by the vaccines. Now, wouldn't that just be wonderful, though? Universal health care? They want to put us on a universal basic income so fast, get directly to that communist state so quickly. That's being talked about long before we can get universal health care. This is how you know the CCP has influence over America right now. The CCP is starving. Its people are starving. I mean, I can see why. 1.2 billion people. You've got fake rice that they're feeding their people over there. They're spraying down vegetables and fruits with an insane amount of toxic chemicals. A lot of the food is fake. I mean, they know how to turn cardboard boxes into dumplings. It looks as real as anything. So you talk about mainland China, most of that food is fake. They don't have the high expectancy rate of living like their counterparts over there in Japan do, that's for sure. Even though I'm sure that's going to change because of Fukushima. Weather warfare, right? Let's make a mega earthquake and destroy one of their critical infrastructures, energy, food. Let's just cripple the country. Make sure they never become a rising power. If you don't believe that's what that was, that's exactly what that was. The United States with that Harper Ray is brutal. Brutal! I'm telling you. Speaking of the Harper Ray, yeah, I mean, there's how many Harper Rays around the world? I believe 28 of them. Most of them underneath the control of NATO, UN, and most of those under the control of the United States. Climate change. Joe Biden's new infrastructure. Bullying other countries into climate change agreements. The United States is having record heat in a lot of places, record heating, record temperatures, just, you know, in the hundreds, record. So we have to change our infrastructure, which has already taken $1 trillion from us. I bet you still got those potholes in front of your road, in front of your house, right? You've been hijacked. I'm not going to be one of those people, I'm right in the middle of those people who are arguing about climate change. One side says it's real, the other side says it's not real. They're both correct, and they're both wrong at the same time. There is climate change, but it's 100% at the push of a button. Ionospheric heaters. These gigantic microwave rods point up into the sky by the government. Wow. That is the source of your climate change, people. And Biden's holding the world hostage. He doesn't get what he wants, his infrastructure change. That means industrialized developing countries will have to stop industrializing. They're either going to have to stay as third world nations, using slavery, using, you know, low technology, never developing, becoming a superpower. That's what it really is. Or they have to become, they got to find the money somewhere, or they got to borrow the money to develop into a first world nation with quote-unquote green technologies, which is going to be expensive as all hell. You're going to need more money than God to do that. So Biden and his administration and the New World Order, that's the game currently, right now. It's making me sick. It's making me sick to my stomach. Wow. What else do we got here? You know, I gotta get off that subject because I'm liable to climb a freaking clock tower and take care of some business. What else is in the news? What else do I have here? Okay, so yeah, let's talk about the feats of man. Science. Rice University has pretty much, I don't want to say resurrected, and zombie is one of those strong terms too, but Rice University are using dead things like spiders and shoving electrical rods in them and successfully are manipulating their nervous systems, making spiders grasp limbs, rocks, making, you know, dead spiders crawl. There seems to be a fascination with dead things. that these universities, you would think, you know, life is where the science is at. You can't, the debt's not going to pay you any money. But at the same time, I suppose you don't have to pay the debt anything either. Right? But I think it's really sick. Everything that keeps happening in the movies keeps happening to us in real life. Once again, science fiction, sooner or later it becomes science fact. My question to you, to society, is how far do you let these people go? A lot of the science is blasphemous. It's heretical. Goes against any moral standards that any religious or moral institution could have. Okay? And this is what they're going to report to you in the news. Oh, people might think this is cool. We reanimated this dead spider. We control its mind. This is some Frankenstein stuff. Yeah. It's abominable. I mean, what is this going to mean? This is obviously something that's going to switch over into the transhumanism. Again, transhumanism turning people into basically bio robots. Okay? You're not going to be able to think for yourself. You're going to have some frequency being beamed into your metallic laced brain. You won't have your own free will. How nice would that be? Have an entire undead army that you don't have to feed. You don't have to pay. And will follow your orders to the letter. Won't break down like robots. No high maintenance like robots. And a lot cheaper to replace than robots. That's something to think about, isn't it? The whole desecration of it. It's not just going to be anybody. It's going to be your father. It's going to be your brother. It's going to be your sons. This is what the deep state is doing. This is what the shadow government is doing. They're ready. You people need to get ready for this. So many Christians listen to this network, right? So many of you listen to this network. And you talking about the signs of the times? Well, I'm telling you what the science is. Everything that's in that Bible of yours is being worked on. To be brought to fruition. Everything. By your corrupt satanic government. Yes, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, y'all.
Speaker box.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Pushing, pulling, and screaming. It's beautiful music for you to die to. As beautiful as the demons. Yeah. All right, anyways. Let's reel it back a little bit. Let's talk about a couple things. Not so serious. GameStop come out with their Falling Man NFTs. Talk about a last minute desperate attempt to get some money. Y'all know GameStop is failing. It's the last time I bought a physical game on disc from any store, I think it was maybe 2007. It's just a dead medium. I have a Steam account. I've had a Steam account longer than I've had any bank account. I've had a Steam account before I was 18 years old. I still have it. Steam is an online internet platform where you buy your games digitally. And it's great. it's a wonderful mechanic. You buy your games. It's always registered to you. You have your own copy, your own code. Doesn't matter if you break your computer. Doesn't matter if you erase your hard drive. If you get tired of playing a game, you can erase it. You can delete it. You want to play it again? Sign back into your account and re-download it. I know as soon as I could get off of CDs, it was a blessing. Start downloading my music, downloading my games, downloading my movies. CDs get, I know the way I take care of things. Those CDs get scratched to hell after a day or two. It was just not a viable medium for somebody like me. But anyways, this NFT, the Falling Man NFT, which is basically and it's very distasteful. Very distasteful. Falling Man. It's the guy, they replaced the guy, you know, that iconic symbol of the man falling to his death from the Twin Towers? He's basically in the fool's pose with one leg extended, the other leg, he has his leg bent, his hands behind his back. He's falling to his death. Yeah. They replaced that guy with another guy with a helmet on. In the same pose, of course. You can put the pictures side by side. It's the same exact picture. And they're selling it for over $9,000 to buy that JPEG. Yeah, I don't know what says scam more than that. It's not worth anything. Especially, you know, since you have something called, you've got the snipping tool, or just, you know, right click, save image. When the NFTs first came out, when that first monkey came out in news, first thing I did was, oh, really? This is worth some money? Copy and paste. Let me see if I can sell this to somebody. Of course, I wasn't able to, but still, it's only just a cover up for money laundering. That's what the elites really needed to do. Money laundering and slave trading, sex trafficking. They needed a way to cover up their money. That's what it was all about. These little companies here aren't making money on these NFTs. They're not. That's not what they were designed to do. Anybody with any kind of sense knows that they're not going to sell it. Anyways, we're going to take another break here. We're going to come back for a long segment and get into the show.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie. Great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, I know we got some callers. I definitely want to get to the calls. I have one news article I want to read before we do that. So let me just get through it. I haven't read it yet, but I saw the title of it and I thought to myself, "Oh, this is gold." So here's the article: Doug Mastriano's Gab page removed. Candidate responds to criticism of social media platform. Ooh. Okay. Republican gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano has been criticized by elected officials and anti-hate groups for his association with Gab, a far-right social media platform that was favored by the accused Tree of Life shooter. He has responded to the criticism, and his Gab account was apparently removed recently. Mastriano paid $5,000 to Gab and consulting fees, and the Huffington Post reported that new accounts on Gab recently started to automatically follow Mastriano's Gab Count. Pittsburgh Jewish and Black leaders criticized the move, noting the anti-Semitism prevalent on the platform and espousing publicly by Gab's founder, Andrew Torba. On July 28th, Mastriano's responded to that criticism, attempting to distance himself from the site and its Christian nationalist founder, who said recently in a video that Christians are done being controlled and being told what they're allowed to do in our own country by a 2% minority. Oh, well, that says a lot. Okay, in a statement, Mastriano said Torba doesn't speak for his campaign and he rejects anti-Semitism in any form. He said the recent criticism of his association with Gab was an attempt by Democrats to smear him, and he attacked his Democratic opponent, Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro. While extremist speech, and this is a quote, by the way, while extremist speech is an unfortunate but inevitable cost of living in a free society, extremist policies are not, and the only candidate in this election who wants to impose extreme policies in Pennsylvania, inflation, crime, lockdowns, and mandates, is Josh Shapiro, Mastriano said. Mastriano's Gab account was apparently removed sometime Thursday. Neither Mastriano's campaign nor Gab's officials responded to a request for comment. Torba did post a response on Gab Thursday, also attempting to distance himself from Mastriano. Quote, I want to make it very clear that I do not work for the Mastriano campaign. End quote. That's what Torba wrote. I am not their consultant. The campaign paid Gab as a business for advertising during the primary. The campaign posts on Gab, as do 50 plus other campaigns from around the country. That is the extent of the relationship. End quote. He said his words are his own and not representative of the Mastriano campaign, but Torba also defended his position and the Christian nationalist movement. The Gab website states that it champions free speech, individual liberty, and the free flow of information online. Shapiro's spokesperson, Manuel Bonder, said he doesn't buy Mastriano's claims that he is not associated with Torba. In May, Mastriano thanked Torba in an interview for providing a space for conservative voices like his own social media, according to Wessa FM. Okay, so This goes on and on and on. I can... Oh, okay, this part is very important. Doug Mastriano's deep support for Andrew Torba and Gab goes so far that he has literally thanked God for Torba's efforts to bring racist, anti-Semitic extremists into our community. The very extremism that motivated the Tree of Life murderer who used Torba's platform's movement before killing 11 Jewish people in Pittsburgh. You know, I actually, listen, guys, this is me speaking my own words here. This is what you get. I mean, this is sensationalism. Extremism, racism is sensationalism, and guess what? Gab is the publisher. I've already told you my experience on Gab. Like, literally, I experienced more racism. I've been attacked for being black, I'll say this. I've been embalmed, told to go back to Africa, been called the name of many animals, more in 1 hour on Gab than I have my other 36 years of being on this planet. If Gab is trying to distance itself from an image of being a stronghold for white nationalists, racist, extremist, it's doing a terrible job. You know, I couldn't even report any of the hate that was thrown my way. When you go to report something on Gab, it asks, okay, is it pornography? Is it doxing? Is it violent? And a couple other things. Racist is not one of those things that you can check on Gab to report something. It's simply not. And so looking at Torba here, he himself seems to be a white nationalist. And so, I mean, when you associate who you associate with, I mean, what can you say? The Tree of Life shooter? Yeah. If you're going to have a cesspool of hate, and I would actually go onto each and every one of these people's profiles. It's not like they're hiding it either. It's not like they're hiding the fact they're racist. Each one of these people who attacked me, who verbally, reliably attacked me, it wasn't just someone who just got angry at my post and decided to say racist, hateful things. I went to their profiles, and every post down the line is some white nationalist propaganda, you know, where they put the false stats, you know, and then that white nationalist propaganda of, oh, well, blacks are responsible for most of the crimes in the world or in the country. Like, really? Have you ever heard of a banker? Have you ever heard of a politician? Are you sure? Have you ever heard of a corporate CEO, executive? Are you sure about that statement? You know, I was like, you know, a black man may be able to steal your wallet, which is something that you can replace quite easily, especially a small amount of cash. Something you can replace quite easily. A Mexican may be able to steal your car. But you know what? Your insurance is going to pay for that anyways. You're going to get that. You're going to get something else in return. A white man can steal your 401k. And there's nothing you can do about it. You know, don't try to correct these people. Don't. Because they're not going to come back with any kind of intelligent argument. Because these people don't read books. They just get their heads pumped with hate. Like they've been orally sodomized. So, it's the company that you keep, for sure. I do understand the freedom to say what you want on to Gab, but, you know, It's still the people that you keep. I post. Now I post many, many times a day on Gab. That's what, not just Gab, a lot of networks. But Gab, I seem to have more of a free reign. But I get a lot of love. Don't. I'm not saying everybody on Gab is a total piece of crap. But out of the hundreds of notifications, out of the hundreds of feedback comments I get, I would say a good 20% of it is something racist. Tell me to go kill myself or something. Go back to Africa, you know the deal. The most hurtful things you can say to a person. About 20% of the feedback. Now, the other 80% is because I'm a conservative, right? Supposedly, they're, thank you for what you're doing. You're one of the good ones. I guess you could say most of it's racist. I didn't think about that one. But anyways, yeah, I don't know, Gab. You're not going to find these issues with TLBTalk.com. That's right. You guys should join TLBTalk.com. And speaking of which, I know we have a caller on the line here, and you had a few things that you wanted to say concerning this issue.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you just fine, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Mike in Kentucky. I was referring back to your talking about the robot bugs and spiders and stuff like that. It seems like just a constant revisiting of Frankenstein. Of course, the local cinema director let me in to see when I was underage. Kind of weird in high school, for freshman year in high school, for some reason I had a couple of older girls that were juniors that could drive, were interested in me, took me to the movies, and the guy thought I was older, I think, but he let me in to see Blade Runner, I think in 1981, whenever that came out. For some reason, we got a lot of early first-run movies in this town, and my brother and I both swear we saw like a early version of Star Wars that you can't, some missing scenes were in the version we saw. But in any event, that what you're talking about, is basically it's just commerce. That's what they said in Blade Runner. Commerce is the goal here at Tyrell Corporation. And, the idolatry or the morality of money, greed, for lack of a better word, is good, said Gordon Gekko. So if they can, if they can develop a labor force and or army that has no rights, and, it's basically a, like you say, kind of a robot slave force, more power to them, I guess, is what they want to do. I don't think it's right, And same thing with on Gab. I think a lot of the, at least the anti-Semitism is more anti-Christ, because if you're a Christian, you believe you've been grafted in, you're part of the, you become part of the chosen Hebrews or that sort of stuff. You're grafted in. Mm-hmm. You have to bear fruit, though. Mm-hmm. Any branch that doesn't bear fruit is cut off or pruned, so that it'll either produce fruit or produce more fruit. But I think when it comes to Gab, a lot of the whatever Jew hating is called anti-Semitism, but isn't it actually being anti-Antichrist? In other words, you're against the anti-Christians.
Well, it's most definitely anti-social. To for the fact that some shooters have come off the network, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, because the network in itself is antisocial. I did have to explain to one individual on my network until we talked, he wanted to argue with me about, racism. And it's like, it's not good to have that here. Because, free speech, and it's like, okay, yeah, free speech is fine, but this isn't a hate network. This is a hate group.
Right.
You can't have a social network if you're being antisocial. That's the only thing you can't have on a social network is antisocial activity. So,
unless it serves the purpose of being a fly trap. In other words, you lure people in, set them up, you cherry pick off people to make examples out of. the parade from the courts for fomenting insurrections. You know, the 14th Amendment's fourth paragraph said there's no limit to the spending spree on that, so they could spend as much as they want to set up and take down insurrections. It can't be questioned. So Gab and a lot of these social media platforms, they give you enough rope to hang yourself in a lot of cases. And there's plenty of willing people to get out there and, you know, I talked about that with Timothy McVeigh at Elohim City. The joke was whenever there's three people talking, two of them were feds. And how they avoid arresting each other in those situations is comical, I think. They must have some secret handshake or like baseball where they have the little signs, you know.
Yeah.
the base coach has little signs on whether or not to tell somebody to steal the next base. I mean, there's supposed to be something crazy like 800,000 people in the 48 states that have security clearance. That's expensive to run that much of a network of agents, operatives, informatives, infiltrators, you know, to get ahead of any kind of little political movement that goes off the ranch that might be a threat to the status quo.
How that works, you have certain levels, okay? You've got agents, obviously. Then you have operatives, okay? Then you have what they would call the Infoguard. You know, these people sworn in because it's their duty. They don't get paid. These people do it because they feel like they're part of the club, and that's all they need.
Yeah.
Same thing with the COP, Citizens on Patrol, that would boast to be Neighborhood Watch. And then you have the people underneath that. The people underneath that, these people are paid. I did a documentary on this. I did a special on this. I called it COINTELPRO 2.0. There's some people, you know, that who actually came out and said, you know, I do this because they'll give me food stamp cards. As long as I follow this person around, they'll give me food stamp cards. If I you know, do certain little small things, you know, and it's not illegal, you know, if this person will do a certain activity to sensitize his target. This is why a lot of people are made to look like they're schizophrenic. I see there's three guys in a red baseball hat. They keep following me around. It's them. Okay, this guy's obviously a schizophrenic, you know. But no, they will pay these people who don't. They're not even aware of what the program is. They just have a contact that's telling them to do simple things. Okay, be in the spot at 3 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wear this red hat. And so, yeah, I mean, how do these people, you would think, the only people that can actually pick it out are the targets. Not everybody's aware of each other's psyops because they're all so different. They're unique. And it's unique to the target because the target will actually write the script for the feds. It's whatever the target may, you know, be sensitized to. Someone may not like people with mullets, for example. They'll find out this information about the target, and next thing you know, everybody that's following him or is around that person has a mullet haircut. So it's possible to have so many different operations going on all at the same time, and nobody is aware of anything. If you're from the outside looking in, you're not aware of anything. So that's how.
I think they call that compartmentalization.
Yeah.
Need to know.
Just it's do insidious.
You don't need to know why you're doing it. I had a detective try to recruit me for a couple of things, and then I had a guy that had been associated with the Montana Freeman took all their trainings. He was trying to get me to hang on to some stuff. He says, I'm moving some stuff around here. Would you put this in your shed? And I'm like, what is it? He's like, well, you know, it's poor man's dynamite. It's aluminum percolate. We'll help you blow that rock out of your driveway. And I'm like, that's okay. I don't think I need to have this in my shed.
Right.
You know, a two-year-old or whatever, however old my youngster was at the time. I'm like, I'd rather not have that in my shed. It just smelled like a setup, you know. And so if you're involved in any of these type of situations and you're an informant, paid or not, you'd better be documenting your interactions with your handlers. And in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, if you're familiar with Emad Salam, he saved himself from being set up by recording his meetings with his FBI handler, and somebody came and messed up the plan, as he put it, and transcripts, I don't know how, but the New York Times actually published some of the transcripts where he said some guy from Washington came in and messed up the plan to substitute a fake powder in that bomb that they were building. So they knew they knew this thing was going to happen. And it's just like Pearl Harbor, they let however many people die to show everybody that the World Trade Center was a target in 1993. And he supposedly got paid $1 million for his testimony at trial. He got a book deal. And the last I heard, he ended up as a cab driver and all his money was gone. And Emad Salam was being laughed at, you know, last time I heard about anything to do with him. But, you know, he was smart enough, at least, to document his meetings with the handlers, or he probably would have been one of the people on trial. So anybody listening that's involved in these type of situations, they'd better do what they can to have some witnesses and documentation to make sure you're not being set up and it's not a fly trap that they turn on you, because the people up the line have to produce. They have to get results, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they need somebody to parade in front of the media and say, look what we've done, we saved you. That justifies all the money that we're spending on suppressing this insurrection. It's always at the hand. You know, there's always some group that's ready
You know, and it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of these racist a-holes on Gap were feds. I mean, yeah.
How do we know?
Hey, listen, Mike, stay on the line. We got to take a quick commercial top of the hour break here. Stay on the line, please. Right. All right.
And cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.